Let it in and let it out. Let it in and let it out. One more time. In and out. Our thoughts are our prayers, and we are always praying. Seek a higher consciousness. Thank you. We all dine on the divinity within ourselves and others. We let the falseness of obscuring the truth fall away like dropping a physical mask. We feast on being original, real, and our authentic selves. And as we go into our feasting time during this Lenten season, we let go and we let God. And we thank you, Christine Harper, for giving us that pill, that consciousness that we need to move forward, to forgive, to let go, to really let God during this season, to understand what we have utilizing our Spirit of God within us through our Christ consciousness. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ flows through my mind and heart. I am free. I am aware of the presence of love within me, healing and restoring my soul. I let go of any feeling of anger, resentment, or hurt. I am a spiritual being living and being in a spiritual journey. And no person or experience can keep my good from me. Remember that. I release you to God. I bless you on your way. I forgive you as I am forgiven. When we meet again, I will be in the spirit of love, always. Thank you so much, God. God, that this has come to pass. Now let's just get still again and really go into that silence to ask for forgiveness. To ask God to let everything go in our consciousness that's not serving us well. To ask God to hear our prayers, knowing they're always answered. Knowing that our Prayer Pal Sunday works each and every single day because we are all keeping each other in great consciousness, in the Christ consciousness. So we sit back and we think about all the people we need to ask forgiveness of and taking that rope from around our necks next to the tree. Get rid of it, cut it, let it go. Releasing all of those thoughts, releasing all of those fears, changing your consciousness to be aligned with Christ, the I Am consciousness. So go deep into your prayers as we're letting go and we're letting God. Thank you, God. You should now start feeling your feet again on the floor. Your back's against the chairs. Your palms. The shift in your consciousness. The forgiveness halo upon you. As we all say silently, thank you, God. You can begin to come back into the room at your pace. Start opening your eyes. And feeling everything that you let go of and let God in. And we say amen and amen. Thank you, Kathleen.